Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad you've decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that struck down segregation in public schools, Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka. But first, to fully understand Brown and its impact, one must understand the Supreme Court ruling it overturned, Plessy versus Ferguson. In 1890, Louisiana passed the Separate Car Act, requiring separate railroad cars for blacks and whites. In a test case, or a case meant to set precedent, Homer Plessy, a 1/8 black man, with help from the Committee of Citizens, a group determined to repeal the act, sought to test the Louisiana law by sitting in the whites-only car. When Plessy was told to leave the rail car, he refused and was arrested. At his trial, Plessy's lawyers argued in vain that the act was unconstitutional, as it violated the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, which provides that no, quote, state deny to any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the law, end quote. Once the case reached the Supreme Court, in a 7-1 decision, the court upheld the Separate Car Act, creating the ever so famous Separate but Equal Doctrine, the legal idea that as long as blacks and whites receive the same services, it is constitutional if they receive them separately. So, as long as Homer Plessy was able to ride the train, it was fine if the cars were segregated. The Plessy precedent set up the system of segregation in America for the more than 70 years that followed. Brown versus Board was a culmination of 5 cases on the basis of racial segregation in schools. In each case, black students were denied entrance into certain public schools because of their race. In 1951, Oliver Brown filed a class action lawsuit against the Board of Education of Topeka after his daughter, Linda Brown, was denied entry into Topeka's all-white elementary schools, arguing that the school's actions violated the Equal Protection Clause, which became the constitutional question if they did so. Brown and the other plaintiffs took to the court. The court ruled unanimously that racial segregation in public schools was inherently unequal and violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. In his majority opinion, Chief Justice Earl Warren, yes, we are out of the Marshall Court now, reasoned that black students would be affected psychologically by the segregation and that it would stunt their personal growth and education significantly. Warren's opinion was heavily supported by the social science of separate but equal and how it would affect black children. But that wasn't the end of Brown. A year after the landmark decision, Brown reached the court once again in what is commonly called Brown 2. In this case, the court was tasked with considering the remedies of desegregating public schools around the country. During Brown 1, the court knew that some states would be much more open to desegregating schools, while others would fight tooth and nail. So the court's decision set the case for re-argument on the basis of remedies for such segregation. In another unanimous decision and Warren majority opinion, the court held that the Brown 1 decision be implemented, quote, with all deliberate speed. Furthermore, Warren decided that district courts should be responsible for implementing the Brown principles. But what does "with all deliberate speed" really mean? Unfortunately, this lack of guidance allowed more resistance to the Brown decision in segregationist territories in the coming years, because "with all deliberate speed" can really mean anything. Overturning Plessy versus Ferguson, Brown was a watershed civil rights case and set the precedent that the separate but equal doctrine was finally unconstitutional. In doing so, the court paved the way for other public facilities to integrate. From Brown, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus, which then led to the Montgomery bus boycott, which then led to sit-ins, protests, demonstrations, and other boycotts. Brown versus Board was a catalyst that the civil rights movement needed. The catalyst. Unfortunately, due to the holiday week and many a college break, I do not have a guest to talk with me more about the Brown precedent. So it's a quick episode this week, but probably a plus for my classmates. Now, this brings us to the end of the fifth episode of Case Dismissed, A Teenager's Guide to the Supreme Court. I hope you now have a good understanding of possibly the most important, influential Supreme Court decision, and better grasp the idea of equal protection of the law in the 14th Amendment. Stay tuned for the next episode on Engle versus Vital, the podcast's first case about the freedom of religion. Happy holidays, everyone, and stay safe.